It's magical, in reality. Mother's milk adjusts to the needs of the child. So if the child is starting to get ill and needs antibodies, the mother's body produces them, puts them in the milk, and gives them to the child. It adjusts throughout the day, throughout the growth of the child. The woman's body reads through the saliva and through the child's latch what the child needs. It really is custom designed for the baby.
Rebecca Malden works for Child Strive, an organization in Everett, Washington that supports families with young children. As a mother who breastfed her three children, she understands the importance of breast milk. The nipple shield you're looking at helps babies latch and stay connected to the breast.
Babies are not born knowing how to breastfeed. They have to learn just the way we do. It is a natural, normal experience, but it is still new. It saved my relationship with breastfeeding with my first. She just could not latch. I was about ready to give up. She was so tiny and screaming. I was a new mom and I was scared. And then a nurse brought in a nipple shield and she was like, let's do this. And she put it on there and almost instantly my daughter started nursing and it was amazing and wonderful and it changed my relationship with breastfeeding.
In addition to being a physical challenge, breastfeeding is also time consuming and fraught with confusing cultural messages and a lack of accommodations for lactating people who need to pump.
It can be really stressful. It is heavily stigmatized and heavily encouraged at the same time. Moms are told you have to breastfeed. It's the best thing you can do for your baby. And then you're told like, oh, don't breastfeed in public. That's gross and we shouldn't do it. And you should go do it in a corner.